at the dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Good Monday evening, everybody. I am the host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show here on Kayak Fishing Radio, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Glad to have everybody there in the chat room. Looks like a pretty good turnout thus far. Excuse me. Still battling a little bit of a cold. Hoping to have my guest on tonight, Mr. Chad Cook from the UCF Knights, Real Knights fishing team or fishing group. See what he's up to, what they've got going on over there at University of Central Florida. And I don't know, let's just talk some fishing, you know. Typical Monday night show. Pretty laid back. If anybody in the chat room there wants to jump in and share a fishing story or, you know, got anything to add to the show, feel free to call in. Number, as always, is 714-816-4727. And, yeah, but without any further ado, I'd like to thank Mr. Steve Chapman, Captain Mike Ortego, and Boudreau for having me on their show this past weekend. Fish in Florida Radio. It was awesome. Had a great time, as always. Those guys are a riot. Got to share the show with Captain Jeff Brown from Cop Out Fishing Adventures. He's got a new show he's coming out with on, I believe it's going to be on, Versus, maybe. I don't remember. Whatever. But it's going to be awesome. What else? We got, to also share the show with Bill from Orca Coolers. If you guys are not familiar with Orca Coolers, they're a rotomolded cooler. I believe they're one of the only ones that's made here in the United States. Every piece, part, and component that goes into that cooler is made here in the States. It's actually molded over at the Jackson Kayak Plant in Sparta, Tennessee, which is pretty cool. And carry a lifetime warranty. And they're pretty cool. Pretty awesome coolers, man. They're very, very cool. I'll have Bill here on the show in the next couple of weeks. My next week guest will be none other than Mr. Tommy from Tommy Head Jigs. I'll have him here on the show. We'll be talking about his jig company a little bit, which I've become quite the fan of over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, talk things fishing. It'll be awesome. So, yeah, right on. Let's see. A couple things to get to real quick. For the local guys, if you guys haven't heard or aren't aware of what a boondoggle is, you live underneath a rock. The boondoggle is coming to our area. We're bringing it to Cars Park, Vino Motor Zone, February 15th through the 18th. You can actually check in on the 14th if you'd like to and extend out your time here. And it's going to be a good time right there on the shores of Vino Motor Zone. We're going to have, I don't know, man, it's going to be a lot of people. Not really sure how many, but so far, I think we've got over 120-something that are signed up on our Facebook page, which you can find on Facebook, Residence Day Boondoggle. Mr. Steve Chapman just joined in there. Appreciate you showing up, buddy. And let's play a soundbite for old Mr. Steve. You can hear himself talk.
Boondoggle, boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
So there you have it. Go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. There's a bunch of information there if you are looking for anything in particular to do. You can see if that type of information will be there on that website. I'm going to do something a little bit different than what I have done in the past, and I should have started off the show this way. I noticed that Fishing Florida Radio, they always start off with their sponsors in the beginning of the show, and they pretty much just kind of end the show on a high note rather than going into the NASCAR speech. So I'm probably going to drop the sponsor names throughout the show this evening, and I'll announce I picked up a new sponsor next week, on next week's show. And looks like we're going to have some giveaways and things like that coming up at the shows to come, little prize packs and such that we're going to try and put together and send out there. So should be good. Should be good. Alan, yeah, Alan's in the chat room there. Alan had a good day today. Alan, call the show, 714-816-4727. He did a pretty good one. There's a new sponsor daily. anyway, so what were we going to say? There's a lot of things to do in the Central Florida area. It's gonna be good times, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So if you guys come into town Valentine's Day and you fish a couple days and the family wants to get out of the craziness that is the boondoggle, you're a short drive from Orlando. You can go out there to the attractions and whatnot. Have a good time. You know, take the kids out there and do their thing and see. I know we're working on trying to get some celebrity types to show up at the boondoggle, so we'll see if that happens. Mr. Chapman, work on that, buddy. But let's see what else is going on. Pepe, call me. I want to get one of you hunting guys to give me a report. I know it's a kayak fishing show, but you guys are outside having fun, so, you know, give me a call. Also, too, real quick, Kayaks by Boat, we've got SSTs and SSBs from Slayer in stock, just so everybody knows. We've been selling the fire out of them the last couple of days, so it should be good. Scoop Stan just showed up in the chat room there. Say hello to everybody in the chat room real quick. We've got Lenny from Black Dog Custom Rods. We got Chasing Reds in the chat room there. Gator Dave. Who else? We got Greg the Hammerhead Crisp joining us all the way from New Hampshire. Injury, which I haven't seen that person in the chat room yet, but appreciate you coming in. Jay Rich. Jelly John. John, you're out of control. Mr. Lozier. Paul. Spazzy. Who else we got? Fishing for Reds. JJ Mack. What's up, brother? Mr. Van Pelt, Pepe, R. Lee, Scoop Stan, Steve Chapman, and of course, the lovely and talented Yak Groupie. Let's see, hang on a second. Who's this? Kayak Fishing Radio. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's up?
What's up?
The fish.
Tell me a story, dude.
No motor zone. Very good day. Windy, cold, rainy, but there was fish. We launched out of cars, went north, got into them pretty quick. I got five reds, biggest at 32, six trout, biggest one was probably lower 20s, Wade, who was an engineer on the forum. I think he was like 5 and 5, 4 and 5, something like that. Just below me, of course, but that's okay. But now it's a good day. We tore him up.
Sweet. That's all you got for me. No baits of choice, no
yes,
rig,
yes,
no
yes,
depth.
Yes. Bait, as if I have to tell anybody, the Slayer SSB in the molting color. That's all I used. They were hammering that thing. That with a 16-ounce weighted hook, A couple twitches, pause, boom. Wade was, he was, he's, boom. He started throwing an SSP, and he caught a few fish on it, and he got tired of me watching me pulling fish after fish, so I loaned him one SSB that he used for the remainder of the day. Oh, and I got to say, too, the I think I went through two baits. I think I was on my third. We left for all my fish, so those things hold up great. But yeah, we did good. I mean, it was windy. Most of the fish were they were a little bit deeper than when me and you went. We got most of the trout. The trout were definitely a late bite. I mean, we didn't probably start catching fish till I'd say about 9:30, and the trout right. bite really started picking up about noon. They just started just one after another. So we did good. Got off the water. It was almost probably 3 o'clock by the time we got off the water. Just wore out.
Sweet. And apparently Wade lost or dropped his phone in the water.
Yes, he dropped his phone in the Bermuda Triangle of the No Motor Zone, right about almost the same area when I where I had my little mishap a couple weeks ago. But yeah, we were let's see, I was trying to remember. He had a fish. We were trying to get a picture of a fish. I can't remember if it was a rat or red or a trout. And I took a couple pictures with my phone, which I now have in a life-proof case. And he had his in an OtterBox. But anyway, he laid his phone down in his lap. We popped a couple pictures with my phone. He went to lean over. Actually, I think he was trying to do the same type of like a release-type shot, like the one I was doing. And the minute he leaned over, all I heard was, OSH, you know what, there goes my phone. And I heard bloop, and I sacrificed my warm jacket to go about shoulder deep down to the bottom and pick it up. And he had it in camera mode, getting ready to take pictures, and sure enough, that thing came up out of the water, still in camera mode, working fine. I think it's still working, so he got real lucky.
But, yeah, really?
Yeah, I came back with everything I went with, minus a couple baits. That was it. No troubles for me today, so that's good. I made amends.
Very cool. Nobody fell out of boats. That's always a good,
no,
good day.
No. We were dry, except for me getting in the water to take pictures. And actually, that big 32 that I caught, that was the first fish I caught this morning, was that 32-inch red. And that was actually right by the wooden stakes where that little catastrophe happened a couple weeks ago. So I think the fishing gods were smiling down on me, making up for what happened out there. So kind of bittersweet there, but yeah, good day, definitely.
Very cool. Yeah, man, I looked out the window this morning when I was getting the kids ready to take them out to their grandma's house, and before I had to go into the shop, and I was like, good God, I feel for you.
Yeah, I mean, we went back and forth. You know, we were deciding where to go last night, and really weren't sure. Of course, Wade wanted to go to Thousand Islands. I think he likes fishing there every now and then. But
yeah, right.
No, I decided
Wade,
we'd,
hold on. For those of you that are listening that don't follow the Space Coast Kayak Angler page and don't know Mr. Wade, I believe Wade invented the Thousand Islands. I think Wade, back in the day, took a shovel out to the river and created the Thousand Islands, because that guy's got his own parking spot out there and everything. It's the only places that he really fishes. I'm surprised you're able to get him out of it.
He's actually the mayor of Thousand Islands, I think.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's
right. I believe so.
Mayor.
Mayor, deputy sheriff.
I'm going to pour beer out for the mayor. It's crazy. But anyways, that's awesome, man. Was the water pretty clean, or was it pretty dirty?
Yeah, it was about like it was. It's weird. It's off and on. I mean, you paddled. You know, we headed north out of Cars and hugged that west shoreline, and you know, it went from it's up a little bit. It's come up probably another, I'd say, man, probably 4 or 5 inches, but it's almost up to where it's almost up in the grass there at the launch. There's really no bank to speak of. Couple little mud ledges there, but yeah, it was dirty then clean, then dirty then clean, and you know, and the fish didn't seem to, it really didn't matter. I mean, we caught fish in the dirtier water too. So, you know, the fish didn't care. I'd say it's more stained than dirty, probably a little bit more, you know, a little tannic maybe, but definitely good. Water's not too cold. I mean, it had a little chill to it, but it's not gotten real cold yet. We saw, I saw one big, which I think was a black drum, one big tail came up and just came up and waved for a couple seconds, and then waited. You know, he'd got on down from me about maybe 75, 80 yards down from me, and I heard him just yelling his head off, and he, I think he saw a tail pop up about the size of a broom. So he went to throw to it and didn't get quite a good cast on it, and it swam off. But a couple tails here and there, nothing nothing major, but we're getting there.
Sweet. Sweet. Good news. That's good stuff, man. Looks like I'm going to be trying to get out there on Wednesday. I know that you're pretty much off all week, but if you'd like to join us on Wednesday, feel free.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be me, Mr. Gibson, the clone son, and Miss Gibson, and also to Pop, Chip's dad, will be out there with us. So
cool.
if we can get the clone and Chip's wife on a fish and Pop on a fish, I think that'll be a good day. But anyway, let me get to the phone lines real quick. I got a caller from the 305 area code. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
What's up, man? It's Pepe.
That's right. I always forget you and your Miami area code, man. You always mess me up.
Yeah, man.
I got Mr. Allen and Mr. Pepe on the line. And Pepe, I know you've been killing ducks. How would you like to give us a duck story?
Well, it's been a tiring 3 days up to now. Duck season gets very tiring because you got to actually wake up. You know, I'm awake by 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning every night pretty much just to get out there and get everything ready and all that stuff like opening day. I was in the water by 3 o'clock in the morning on opening morning on Saturday. And it rained on us from 3 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock in the morning. It did not stop raining. So it's been a rough 3 days, but we've been getting some birds. Been doing pretty good. Real nice out there. Hasn't been crowded. Haven't had to deal with a lot of people and stuff. So tomorrow will be the fourth day in a row going out there. Actually, tomorrow I got a charter tomorrow going out. Jeff and I from Coastal Sportsman, we have a charter. Three guys from Atlanta are coming in. They're already in here tonight, and we're taking three guys out tomorrow duck hunting with us tomorrow. Should be a good morning with those guys. Nice and cold, windy, and we'll see. We'll see what happens, but it's been good. Lenny says his phone's dead, so he can't call in. I'll give his story. He went out yesterday morning. He went out, him and his buddy Raymond went out there, and they were set up in their blind, and a big flock of teal came in, blue-winged teal came in, about 50, 60 birds. They each took three shots. Six shots, they dropped 12 birds in six shots in one flock. They were done in a matter of seconds. That's it. That's your limit. That's six birds per person. You are done.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. When you can shoot three times and kill six birds, pretty much each killed six birds with three shots.
That's how gangsters roll, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, this morning we had the
incredible
same thing pretty much happen to us, what happened to him, as far as, like, the birds coming in big flocks, but they were just those flocks. I don't like shooting big flocks when they're, like, 30, 40 birds coming in like that at once, because then you got 30, 40 birds rolling on you in the air, and you don't know which one to shoot at. So you're aiming in the air, and you're picking one out, but then you switch over to another bird or something, and it drives you crazy when there's that many birds. I don't like that.
Yeah, so, somebody just said with cigars in your mouth and all. I have to know when you, because dude, you like, I don't think your body can handle fishing without a cigar. Do you duck hunt with a cigar in your mouth?
It's even worse. I
shoot with the cigar in my mouth. I'll be holding the cigar. If there's birds coming, I'll put that cigar in my mouth. I'll shoot with the cigar in my mouth. And I probably smoke, I'm not kidding you, I probably smoke 3 or 4 cigars in one morning duck hunting. It's worse than fishing, I think.
Steppy, have you ever tried to light your duck call by mistake? Or
have I ever done what?
You ever lit your duck call by mistake instead of a cigar? Or?
No, that hasn't happened. But what's all actually right. happened to me is I needed my duck call. I've actually needed my duck call to go ahead and, you know, blow at some ducks that are coming. And I have a cigar in my mouth, and I can't switch fast enough, you know, and can't get duck calls fast enough and take the cigar out of my mouth and stuff to do everything at the same time. So, yeah, it's actually happened before that. You know, I've had, you know, yeah, just get them mixed up. Oh, yeah. So,
that's crazy.
I know we've been, and I know Steve Chapman's there in the chat room and stuff, and Steve Chapman, I know Captain Jeff and I were actually talking about, taking you and Mike Orr to go out probably sometime in the beginning of December. We're talking about there's going to be a break coming up after next week, and there's a break for a week of duck hunting. There's a break there, and then the second phase will start up, and once the second phase starts up, I think we're going to take you guys out. So
sweet.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Cool. So that's our duck hunting story.
Good deal. Well, don't worry. You're not missing anything in the motor zone. That story Alan just told us is a complete and utter lie. There's no fish in the motor zone. They've all evacuated. They've all moved down to Sebastian Inlet. So go parade down that way.
For all of you, and just so you say that about Sebastian Inlet, for all of you that's listening right now, I haven't been out there myself. I will probably get out there. I am probably going to get out there in a second when the break of duck season, after this next weekend, duck season stops for a little while. We are getting out to Sebastian Inlet, and we are going to fish Sebastian Inlet. The flounder is going off right now over there. For all of you that aren't the flounder, I mean, the flounders are just going off is the reports I'm getting.
There's no flounder in the inlet. That's all fallacy. There's no such thing as a flounder in the inlet.
Yep.
Oh, man. Giant redfish and snook. Yeah. Sebastian was on fire last night. Lucid Tails caught some giant redfish and snook, Steve Chapman just said. Yeah. I know a guy that caught an 11-pound flounder in the lagoon the other day. 11-pound.
Wow.
That's a stud. For the lagoon,
wow.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see.
Yeah, I saw Marcella's pictures the other day from the inlet. It looked like she was over Sebastian Inlet is what it looked like.
Yeah, that was from the inlet?
Yeah, I think that was Sebastian Inlet. I'm not sure if somebody
knows. There was one picture she was holding up. That was a monster snook if that was from the inlet. That was huge.
Yeah, it's the time of year, man. The inlet usually goes off this time of year, so. But I don't know where my guest for this evening is at. Steve, if you don't mind, sir, if you can give that gentleman a text, great. But anyhow, so going into Turkey Day, you know, we all have things that we're thankful for. Alan, would you like to share some things that you may be thankful for with the rest of the world?
Go ahead, Peppy, you're first.
Peppy's going to say, I'm thankful for cigars. I'm thankful for ducks. And I'm thankful for, what do you shoot, a Remington or a Mossberg? Or?
Oh, I shoot a Beretta.
Oh, my bad, okay. Beretta.
Benelli.
Yeah,
Benelli.
Man, come on.
Benelli, dude, whatever, shows you how much I know.
You got to go Italian with shotguns, man. Oh.
I thought you shot a Cohiba shotgun.
Oh man, yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, but to tell the truth, what I'm more thankful for, you know what it is? The person that I'm most thankful for is probably my wife.
Amen.
Because
men.
You know what? With three and a half year old triplets and all the stuff that I do, I don't know another woman that could put up with what I do.
Dude, that there is no doubt your wife should win Wife of the Year award for sure. I've got one 3.5-year-old. I can't imagine three of them. And then you get to fish a lot and duck hunt a lot. So kudos to her. I hope I get to meet her at the Boondoggle or something, because I'd just like to shake her hand.
Oh, yeah, you'll meet her. She's going to go with the kids and stuff. But that's one thing, you know, that's one thing with my wife and I, and she's good about it. You know, I do my stuff, you know, and I know when I'm pushing a little bit too far and I got to reel back sometimes and everything like that, you know, when I'm, I know when I'm, you know, how far I can take it and stuff, you know, and then I'm, when I'm going over the limit and stuff. And then on top of that, you know, when we first met, I did everything that I do right now and probably more than I do right now. And it was one of those things, you know, we talked about it. And when I first met her, I told her, hey, we're going to go out or anything. If this is going to be anything serious, this is the way I am. This is what I do. If you try to change this and try to get me away from fishing and hunting and all that stuff, it's just going to make me miserable and it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So she knew, you know, she knew it was one of those things. I was married before. I don't know if people know, I was married once before. Didn't last long. That marriage did not last long, and it was because of that. it was either her and her things, it just wasn't going to work, you know, and it didn't work. So she, you know, but she's good, man. She's real good. I can't, please, I got to kiss her feet all the time.
Hey, I always find it comical whenever me and Peppy are out on the water and his phone rings. And it's usually, but sometimes it's his wife, and he just looks at me and is like, man, we got to get back. My kids are driving my wife nuts. I'm just like, brother, I understand. Trust me. That's cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. And it's just like, you know, it's like all of us probably like that with kids and stuff. I know I get home, and as soon as I get home, say hi to everybody, and everything like that, and I tell my wife, hey, you know, you need to go somewhere. You want to do something, go. You know, just go. I'll stay with the kids and stuff. Go do your thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
What do you got, Alan? You've had ample time to sit there and figure it out. Or hold on, I'll hit a sound bite. Hang on.
Boondoggle! Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers, too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Killer, Alan, 30 seconds, go.
Same thing. You know what? I gotta say the same thing. I'm not trying to ride on Pepe's coattails, but I got a good wife at home, too. She lets me, you know, I get to do whatever I want. I fish a lot. You know, anything, she supports everything I do. She likes to fish too. I gotta hand it to her. She's getting good. She loves to go and we can swing it. You know, we get my daughter watch. I don't have triplets like Peppy does, but I got a 6-year-old daughter and, you know, my wife pretty much, you know, that's pretty much her focus is my daughter and everything. But whenever we can get to it, she'll go with me and, she's getting good. I mean, she's got her own stuff, got her a black dog rod. Lenny, thanks. You know, she's getting pretty self-sufficient where she can do her own thing, catches fish, and we have a good time. So we got the family stuff, we got our time, but she pretty much lets me do what I want. You know, I want to fish, I want to, you know, whittle the hunting every now and then, and not a problem. So, you know, like Peppy, whenever it comes around to be her time, I let her do her thing. And so, yeah, good stuff.
Sweet. That's cool, man. Yeah, for me, it's pretty simple. I'm really, really just glad to have the woman that I have in my corner, of course. She allows me to sit up at night on this computer and host this show and every single Monday night. And she, you know, handles the children while I'm doing it. Of course, just like you guys, she handles the fact that I'm a nutcase when it comes to the outdoors. And all this kayaking and plastic boat nonsense. And not to mention the fact that she has been more than understanding with all of the computer time, phone tag time, time I've been just using for this boondoggle. So she's a very special woman, and I'm thankful. Also, one more thing, if I could say, I'm thankful for something else. It's for good health. Family has good health. And good friends, man. I made a lot of really good friends this year. And, you know, some of you guys are going to be friends for life, I feel. I think we've clicked on a different level than just normal friends. And the other ones, you guys are in Space Coast Kayak Anglers, eh, whatever. You're part of the groups, I have to put up with you. Just kidding. yeah, you know, every year it's this time of year comes around, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, eating turkey and gaining 15 pounds as I plan on doing on Thursday and forget about what, you know, what's really important in life. And our plastic boat fetish, so to speak, is not really that important in the grand scheme of things. But, yep, good stuff. But I'm thankful. I was going to get to that, too. I'm thankful to be living in this great country where I'm allowed to have a voice on the radio and talk to you fine people about fishing and enjoy what we do. And we wouldn't have that without the men and women of the armed forces. And with that being said, our guest is here, Mr. Chad Cook. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Good, brother. Good. So this is Chad Cook. He's a what exactly is your title, if you have one, over there at UCF with the Real Knights?
I'm the president of the club, but, you know, a lot of us do a lot of stuff for it. It's not just me. But,
cool.
Yeah, I'm tech president, yeah.
Cool. So you're the president of the Real Knights Fishing Club, obviously over there at UCF, Go Knights, and that's cool. What all do you guys do, man? Do you guys get together and just plan, like, fishing excursions, or do you guys actually have, like, little tournaments and stuff that you do, or?
We do a whole bunch of different things. We don't really get the whole club out there because, I mean, we have officially, I think, 55 due-paying members at this time, and I don't really know how to take 55 people out fishing at once, besides, like, a party boat, and I don't want to do that. But we do a whole bunch of social events. We got club kayaks kids take out and fish out of all the time. We do tailgates. We do a whole bunch of different stuff. We have a semester bank hop tournament. Every semester we do that. That's a lot of fun. And then we have the bass team as well, which is a whole new aspect, which is really cool.
Sweet.
So, it's a pretty cool organization. We got a lot of diehard fishermen in it, excuse me, and it's a lot of fun.
So Steve Chapman tells me you've got some kind of new venture going. You want to share anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Recently, me and a guy by the name of Ron Flack have taken over the Orlando chapter of Project Healing Waters, which is an awesome, awesome organization.
Yes.
Its goal is to use fly fishing to help disabled veterans, you know, get rehabilitated, to work their way through, whether it's just PTSD or, you know, actually have a physical disability, and, you know, kind of get them out, get them fly tying, and then get them out in the water and, like, kind of help them through that whole process. It's a really cool organization.
That's cool. I knew that Orlando had a chapter. Do Do you guys have, like, monthly meetings or anything like that?
We do not. I literally took it over, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, so we're kind of still getting our ground. But we do a lot of – we work very closely, actually. We're completely supported by BFA, the Backcountry Fly Association. So your best bet is to go to join them and go to their meetings and stuff and get involved through them. Or you can, you know, contact me. My info is all on Project Healing Waters' website, so you can go on there. The projecthealingwaters.org, I believe.
Very cool. Very cool. A lot of us are bug slingers, man. We like to throw the fly, and it's a good organization. We should see if we can if there's anything that we can do as far as kayak anglers are concerned that maybe help you out, or even just our group. Let us know, man. We'd be more than interested in getting involved and helping out any way we can.
Yeah. If you know anything, or even if you don't know anything, like, I'm brand new to fly fishing. I don't know anything about it, really. But, I mean, I'm going to start going once a month. We go to the Orlando VA, and we teach fly tying lessons and fly casting lessons. You know, we've got videos that will teach you the real basic ties and stuff. You can learn real quick. And we can definitely, if you have no experience at all, we can use you.
Very cool. Very cool. We'll have to look forward to that and see what we can do. Like I said, I know that there's a bunch of us there in Space Coast Kayak Angler Group and some of the other various local fishing groups that might would be interested in, you know, taking part in helping you guys out any way we can.
Yeah.
So it sounds cool. What else is going on, man? You been fishing lately?
I just was down in Okeechobee over the weekend fishing. I had a little bass tournament down there and fished all day Saturday and Sunday and got my butt kicked pretty good down there. But it was the first time fishing the Big O, and it was a lot of fun.
Sweet. Yeah, I love Okeechobee, man. I used to fish Okeechobee all the time when I was a kid. My mom and dad would take us down there. We'd rent a little trailer down there and fish the living crap out of it. And it's actually kind of funny because the first time we went through the locks and got into the big lake, I didn't even think I was on a lake, man. The thing is so massive. It's just, I mean, obviously you see it from all the space shots and stuff like that with the giant hole in the middle of Florida, but it looks like an ocean. And we did pretty good when we go down there. I mean, we wouldn't catch a lot of big fish. We catch a lot of fish. I always like to go down there for the panfish spawn. That was always good.
Yeah, there are. The panfish is probably pretty good down there right now after that front just pushed through. So there were a lot of guys out doing that, probably more than bass, honestly. But,
very cool, very cool. What's the? I just saw Mark Lozier there in the chat room put up the website for Project Healing Waters. It's projecthealingwaters.org. Very cool. Let's see what else, man. Oh man, do you guys have like little group tournaments and stuff like that that you do over at UCF?
Once a semester we have it's called the bank offer, where, you know, we're college, a lot of us don't have boats, so we just do a lot of bank fishing. And, you know, the only rule is you have to be on shore when you catch your bass, and, you know, big longest 5 bass, take a picture of them, and you have to be to a location at the end of the day. And it's a lot of fun. It's a real big, it's a one event. We really talk a lot of trash in and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
Bragging rights, or do you guys actually have like little prizes and stuff? Or?
No, huge bragging rights. We give Tackle Warehouse gift certificates to the winners, top 3 teams.
Cool.
They're not much, but yeah, that's mostly bragging rights.
And we got a question in the chat room for you. Is the Real Knights Fishing Club, is it just for college students?
Officially, yes, but we do have people that like to join. Like, they get the shirt and stuff like that. Officials made us a really, really cool shirt. But, yeah, for the most part, it's just UCF students.
Very cool. That's cool, man. Well, we got to get you guys to bring some of your folks out to our boondoggle, man, in February. We could show you how to get 200 people together fishing it all at the same time.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It told me about it when I saw you at Mosquito Creek the other day, and yeah, I definitely am going to tell the club about that and get us all out there.
Well, yeah, for sure. It'll be a good time, man.
Yeah, we might not have 50, 60 kayaks for everybody, but we'll probably go out there and have a little fun.
Well,
meet
I can
everybody.
Tell you that, I was going to say, I can tell you that if you show up with a bunch of folks, man, chances are there'll be enough kayaks to go around. I know that I've got some extras. I know that we're going to bring every kayak that's available. Excuse me, every kayak that's available from Kayaks by Bo, a rental fleet, and all of our demo boats. We're going to have all those out there. We've got several different manufacturers that seem to like they're pretty interested in coming down and bringing boats with them as well. So it'll be good, man. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, we're going to have a good time. It looks like what should be about 3 days is going to turn into a 4-day event. And we'll have a cookout. We have big door prizes to give away. Heck, some of your guys might even walk away with a brand new kayak.
Heck yeah, that'd be awesome. That definitely sounds like something that we'd be interested in. So.
Wow, and I'm getting called out on the in the chat room there. Someone's saying I'm going to be streaking like get Animal House. But I don't know, man. Depends on how crazy it gets. I heard somebody might be bringing some of that fine Muscadine wine down here. Some shine or something. I don't know. It could get crazy, man. Whenever you get over 100 kayakers together, you know, with all that plastic boat fumes that we smell all day long, we're sitting in it, you know, rot our brains or whatever. But yeah, no, it's going to be good time, man. Good time to have by all. If people are alumni, that's a good question. If people are alumni of UCF, is that okay if they join?
Yeah, like I said, for the most part, it's UCF students, but we're basically your name just won't go to the school, but yeah, we'll consider you a member. You'll get all the perks, basically. Like a shirt, we have shirts. Hoorag made us a custom UCF Hoorag this year. And then, like, any event you want to come to, we always have tailgates and for football games, baseball games, stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely if you're alumni, you can join.
Cool. Very cool. And off topic real quick, somebody in the chat room, Jelly John is asking if you're going to be selling dollar beers again. I don't know. We'll get into that. What's everyone's consensus on dollar beers at the Boondoggle? Because we can set that up, but I guess I'll just pose that question on my Facebook page. Who doesn't like a dollar beer? Anyway. Oh, dang. Yak Groupie saying Real Nights Wet T-Shirt Contest. It's going to get crazy. Anyways, sorry about that, Chad. But let's see. Anything else? Do you plan on doing any fishing this upcoming week or weekend?
This weekend, if I can get out, yeah. But, I mean, unfortunately, I work retail right now, so I'm probably going to be working all weekend. But if I can, I'm definitely going to get out because I haven't been out nearly as much as I would have liked this semester. So definitely, especially with the weather cooling down, it's so nice and the fish are biting like crazy. So I got to get out. Early next week, I'll be out for sure.
Very cool. Do you kayak fish or have you been kayak fishing before?
Yeah, definitely. There's the club first got formed, or the school bought us 4 kayaks. We got Wilderness 212 and 214 Wilderness systems. So we have members. That's one of the perks of joining, is you can take those out pretty much whenever you want. So you just come over to my house and pick them up and take them for a couple of days. So
wow.
We have kids constantly coming and taking those and heading over the lagoon, the no motor zone, all that stuff.
Very cool. That's awesome, actually. Well, we need to get some other brands in that fleet of yours over there, man. We need to get some Jacksons in there, maybe a Diablo or two. We need to figure out how we can coerce UCF to picking up some other brands, man, showing some love.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We'll figure something out.
Very cool. Well, listen, man, appreciate you coming on. Do you guys have a website for your group, or is it just on Facebook?
We do have a website. No one uses it. It's pretty much all on Facebook. Just Real Nights, R-E-E-L, Nights. If you go on our website, it's www.realnights.com or on our webpage. It's, Facebook's the best way to find out about the club, though.
Very cool. Very cool. And I will throw out a disclaimer for you, Chad, so you don't have to do it yourself. If you should just so happen to go and like the Real Nights Facebook page, please do them all a favor and do not spam the living crud out of their page. I've noticed that there's a few folks that
there
bombard you with just nonsense.
That's about to come to an end because I'm going to start deleting them or just kick them off.
Yeah, there you go. But,
yeah. Please don't spam us anymore.
No worries. Well, man, listen, I really appreciate you coming on, man. And, you know, if there's anything that Kayak Fishing Radio or YakAngler.com or any of us can do to help out or support your group, man, let us know. And, you know, hope to see a bunch of you guys out at the Boondoggle and put some faces to names and such. And we'll have a good time.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me on. And hit me up. We'll get out and do a little fishing.
Absolutely, man. Anytime you want. Listen, just hit me up on either on Facebook or whatever. And we'll get out there in the kayaks and wear out some fish's faces. We'll put hooks in fish's faces, as I like to say. Rip some heads off.
Right, sounds good, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. Yeah, man, take it easy.
Right. You too.
Cool. Well, Peppy just dropped. Alan?
Yep, I'm here.
I think we should go over to UCF and invade them and do keg stands in their middle of their meeting.
We can do a sorority fishing day.
A sorority fishing day.
Take the wait a minute, where's my wife? Okay, there. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey, I just saw somebody put up a Black Friday deal for Black Dog rods. I saw 50 cents and I saw half price. So I'm not sure which. Yeah, I just saw it. I think Lenny threw it up there.
50 cent
Black Dog rods on Black Friday. Yeah, people are already camping out in front of his house. Yeah.
Lenny is on it. Lenny is on it.
Yeah, I'm going to camp out of this driveway and get in line.
At 50 cents a piece, I'll take 20 bucks worth, buddy. Anyway.
He's frantically typing right now.
Yeah. No. Please don't. Anyways. That's awesome, man. You know, it's cool that that we had a chance to talk to Chad, about the Real Nights fishing team, because there's something that we've been talking about for a while, is trying to get high schools, especially here in Florida, into picking up or creating a fishing team based on kayaks, like a competitive fishing circuit for high school kids. So might be something that we can maybe work into or work with or help out. You know, it'd be neat to try and, you know, get over and hook up with Chad and those guys over there and see if there's anything we can do to help them out as far as maybe getting some more sponsors involved with their group or anything like that and get those guys helped out. But let's see. Classic SO. You can't hear me. Yeah, tell them to refresh or give them the number. Just tell them to call in. He can call in and listen. If he doesn't want to talk, he can just listen to the show. But, Alan, plans, dude.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the rest of the week?
Well, tomorrow, let's see, I got to go. Wife's got to work, so I've got my daughter tomorrow. I got to go stand in line and get my driver's license renewed. I got a birthday this week, so it's expiring this year. So I got to go do the new deal where I got to bring my, your original birth certificate, couple things you got to bring, I guess, show proof of residency, all that crud. So I'll probably be there half the day waiting in line trying to get that done. So that'll be that. And then, maybe work something out for the Wednesday deal if possible. And then Thursday, Thanksgiving, my brother's house, we usually do a family thing there, fry up a couple turkeys and drink some beer, hang out, play some, I can't think of the name. Thing you throw the beanbag in the dang hole, what is it?
Cornhole.
Cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole. That's
my
that's
wife
Paul,
just yelled it out in the living room.
That's Paul and Austin's favorite game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it for the week. Then Friday, you know, probably just hanging out, still off work. And that's about it. Yeah, Lenny's saying duck hunting. Gosh, I don't know. I haven't even got my licenses for that yet. So, you know, I don't know. But I got to get on that. But that's about it. I mean, today was the full day fishing, and then, you know, hopefully maybe one more time during the week, and then that's about it. Enjoying the days off.
Sweet, man. That's awesome. Let's see. I'm trying to answer questions, listen to you, and talk all at the same time. I can't multitask like that very well.
Whoa.
So anyway... Yeah, it's gonna be a fun week for us, man. I know Chip's coming into town, so I'm excited about that. Want to try and get him out on some fish, and then we're gonna do the family thing Thursday. Friday, I got the smoker that I'm gonna fire up. Mr. Tom over there at Kayaks by Bo was so gracious as to give my wife and I a new smoker. So really excited about that, and gonna. Put fire to it on Friday, do some ribs, do a Boston butt, and we'll see, you know, we'll see how that turns out, and then try and get out and do some fishing at some point. Besides that, maybe the following weekend or something like that, so depends on whether or not I'm allowed, honey. Love you. But, no, it should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. As I said earlier, there's no fish in the no motor zone, so don't go there. Your best bet is to fish in the 25 mile an hour winds up at River Breeze, and battle that fiasco up there. Also, too, real quick, Christmas list ideas for kayak fishermen today, and the spouses were supposed to tune in. Yes. That wasn't my show. I think that was going to be Lozier's show, wasn't it? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was me. Did I say that? I don't think I did. But let's do it. Christmas ideas. I like it. I'm going to steal the Double L's thunder right now. Watch me, Mark. I'm going to do it before you do. Let's see. Oh, where was I? I lost it. Oh, well, I'm just kidding. I won't say it to you, buddy. However, if my wife would like to know what I'd like for Christmas, I would like a brand new Shimano Stratic CI4 2500 because I love them. Because I could put it on that sexy rod that Landing Over Black Dog Custom Rods is building me. By the way, if anybody is interested, check out Lenny at Black Dog Custom Rods for all of your kayak fishing specialty rod needs. The guy is on it. He does great work. Kayak Fishing Classics just joined us in the chat room there. And said he's putting together a collegiate segment for next year. Interesting. Yeah. Those of you that don't know, Yak Groupie. Hold on. I'm like, squirrel. Yeah, Groupie asked if it's a sexy rod. Yes, it's a very sexy rod. He builds a very attractive fishing pole. So anyways, where was I going with that, Alan? Help me out, buddy. Kayak Fishing Classics, I got it. Captain Pat has extended his reach, so to speak, with the Kayak Fishing Classics to include the East Coast for next year. So for all of you kayak anglers who want to be who want to try and be a champion and whoop up on some West Coast guys and whoop up on your fellow East Coast guys, then look them up. It's going to be an awesome set of events. There'll be five tournaments over here, five tournaments on the West Coast. and then the winner or the champion will be decided at a final tournament. So should be pretty awesome, man. I talked to Captain Pat quite a bit about it, and you know, over the last couple of months, and sounds super cool, really, really interesting. But I'm really interested in seeing this alleged kayak fly line that he says that he's made. There's a little ringer for you, buddy. What do you think, Alan? Are you going to fish that or what?
I'm planning on it, yeah. Pepe's banned. I don't think he can fish him over here.
Why,
I'm going to...
Why is Pepe banned?
I don't know, something's going on. He wins too much on them things, so I think something's sneaky there.
I'm kidding.
Pepe, he won, was it first place in the one tournament that got him into the championship or something? Or I forget how he got in there, but I know he placed real high in one of them, got into the championship, and then he got, big redfish, I think, for the championship, big fish and something else, I thought.
Real quick. If anyone's interested in that kayak fly line that Captain Pat came up with, it's available at, I just lost it, Jimteeny, JIMTEENY.com. So there you go. Check it out. And he just had Josh just said there in the chat room that he put it on his reel, cast like a rocket. So that's what I like to hear. Good stuff. I don't know, man. I've never really been that big into tournaments. I just, you know, I can honestly say that I've only fished one kayak tournament, and you know, the camaraderie that usually follows suit or begins at the captain's meetings is what I really like. I'm not too big on the competition stuff. I don't know, but I think I might have to fish those events. It'd be fun. If nothing else, it's just, you know, it's a good excuse to get out on the water for sure. So,
I was just going to say, no, it looks fun. I mean, that's what, you know, I'm kind of with you on the competition thing. I know, you know, win or lose, I mean, no big deal. But yeah, they look fun. I mean, it's, you know, I did the Rouse's tournament, the Emily tournament, that was a great time and a good cause and everything. So, you know, most of them, everybody comes together pretty good, gets along, you know, a lot of fun, meet a lot of good people, stuff like that. So probably going to do it.
Yeah, you know, and it's taken long enough for anybody to really want to come over here to the West Coast and really do a good tournament series. I don't play around with I don't play around the IFA at all. It's a little bit too rich for my blood, and have to drive to Jacksonville or North Florida twice to fish the events to be able to even fish my home waters. I'm just not into that. So, you know, and plus it's like there was, I think one of the IFA events here in Titusville, there was like 20 people fishing it. You know, now while your odds are really good, still at the same time, it's like, wow. Great. You know, I would prefer to fish something that's a little bit bigger, maybe goes to some charity work or something like that. Speaking of, look also too for next year. I've been speaking with the folks from Fish Skins Apparel. This year they put on another fantastic redfish tournament, mainly a boat tournament, but we have been talking about fishing, about starting a once a year kayak fishing tournament over here that would not conflict at all with anything that Captain Pat's got going on. We'll make sure of that, or any of the other kayak tournaments. We'll make sure that it's hopefully not even in the same month as anything else that's going on. But this guy's put on such a good event that they want to really try and get into the kayaking stuff a little bit. And one of the charities that we're thinking about working with would be the Castaway Against Cancer, which is the Swamp Brothers Cancer Foundation, which would be really cool, man. Those guys are awesome, super nice people, and they really, really kind of come out and do a good job whenever they're around. I mean, those guys are awesome. They're out of their minds. Kind of like Stan's wife. I don't know if Scoop Stan's still in chat. Yeah, he is. Still in the chat room. Good old Holly. That woman has lost her ever-loving mind. For those of you that don't know Snake Girl, when we were up in Charleston, she was playing with some copperheads and having a good time with that and laughing and cracking up and watching us grown men squirm like little girls when she's playing with these snakes. And I don't know. Anyhow, Scoop of Stan's my man. He's over there in the, hanging out in Charleston area. He'll be down for the boondoggle along with Holly. That'll be fun. But, yeah, I don't know. Competition kayak fishing. I know that I did throw out the good old match between the Malibu guys and the Jackson guys because I'm tired of hearing the Malibu guys talking smack. So, you know, once we get done putting the whooping down on them and they cry like girls, since none of them have man cards anymore because they all do really weird crap, then we'll take on Lenny and Pepe. Since, you know, the Jackson guys are pretty much just me and you out of the group.
Yeah.
So, Malibu are for the well-dressed. Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, it's you know what, man? At the end of the day, this is what I like about my show. This is what I like about Space Coast Kayak Anglers Group. Is I like the fact that we can all talk trash to each other and laugh it off. You know, Barbie rods are cool, Paul. They are cool. What's not cool is having your buddy take a picture of your bare butt while you're trying to poop on a on a woodsy type 5-gallon bucket with the bottom cut out. That's not cool. And well, it's cool if you want to keep it to yourself, but if you post it on my page over there at Space Coast Kayak Anglers for all men to see, you lose your man card for 6 months. No,
I thought bacon muffins was bad.
I thought Pinterest was bad. Get dudes out there taking pictures of other dudes' rear ends. I don't know what in the world's going on over there. The little econ. What happens on the little econ stays in the little econ. Here, I got perfect music for that, actually, by the way. Here we go. Stand by. Oh, God, it's out of control. So, folks, you know, I mean, what are you going to need Mexican music? I do need Mexican music. Oh, Lenny. See, okay, real quick backstory. When you guys see Scuba Stan at this upcoming boondoggle, and the man walks out, gets out of his truck, and he's got on a big sombrero, don't question his sanity. He's sane. But Stan is and will forever be known as the sombrero-wearing kayak angler. He will go down in boondoggle lore as the man who fell out of a tree, drunkard and Cooter Brown, hit the ground, kept the hat on, didn't spill his beer, got up and just kept on hanging out like it was no big deal.
Wow.
And yeah, and you thought falling out of the kayak was bad. And hence the fact that if you guys are on yakangler.com, and if you're not, I would please do me a favor, become members of yakangler.com. Adam Hayes and Mark Watanabe do a great job of bringing really, really good informative information to the masses. It's, to me, it is the best online resource for kayak anglers, bar none. Check them out. Don't forget to do that. But if you went to the Boondoggle in Virginia Beach, you get a badge on your profile, and it was such an event. This tree falling, sombrero wearing, drinking festival. That your badge was a sombrero, so you didn't get a badge of like a striped bass or a badge of a sandwich or whatever would be appropriate for that particular boondoggle or rain. You got a badge of a sombrero. So, do they sell sombreros? Somebody sells sombreros. I don't know. We picked up our sombrero. This is going to be good. We picked up the sombrero that Stan had, because Stan basically stole the sombrero from Chris Flores, who, for those of you that don't know, is usually Chris the producer or whatever he calls himself in the chat room. We had to stop for Chris to have a little bit of a family reunion at South of the Border, because Chris is Mexican. And when we stopped, he went into the store and he actually bought a sombrero for him and two sombreros for Stan and Holly's kids. And when Stan saw it, he's like, oh, I need to have it. And that was pretty much the end of Chris's sombrero. So anyhow, I'm sure there'll be some sombrero wearing drunkenness, craziness going on, nighttime kayak races.
Streaking.
Maybe, allegedly, some streaking, although it is federal property. So let's try and be relatively.
I think they have a permit for that. You can pay and get a permit for streaking or something, I heard, but I don't know.
Well, then I'm down.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we also have Nakedness Run Amok. Yeah. We also will do, I'm sure, some beer pong, and we'll play some nighttime lawn darts. Because I actually have a set of the old school lawn darts that have the metal tips. So, in cornhole, yeah, there'll be some cornhole boards to be played. We'll have, we actually pretty much have like the run of the place, which will allow us to utilize the softball field, the basketball courts, volleyball, horseshoes, cornhole. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. It's going to be fun. Oh, and just so you guys know, too, if you want to come over and bring some food to cook, there's going to be grills and stuff that will be available for your use. So that will be good. Cornhole streaking on a kayak at night. I think we can pull it off. I should have my glow-in-the-dark big tuna by then, and we'll attempt it. I don't even know. I will bring some duck bites, says Lenny. I'm not real sure what duck bites are, but we'll go with it. Alan, you were a duck hunter. What's a duck bite? Is that like a...
That's the, it's the duck breast cut up into little, kind of like little nugget things or something and wrapped in bacon, I think is what he does.
Oh,
they're
God.
Good. Good stuff.
Yeah, bring some of them. Bring some cupcakes.
I got some venison lined up, some... venison backstrap and all. Yeah, I got that all ready to go. Do some bacon wrap backstrap and
did that.
At the Orlando tournament. Came out good.
You're killing me.
It was good. Good stuff.
That's awesome. Don't worry about anyone looking at any eyes. Listen, eye contact. I just noticed that in the chat room. Here's the, it's getting crazy in there. Here's the challenge. Walk up to your buddy at the boondoggle and give him a bro hug with eye contact. See if you can do it. I guarantee you can't. Nobody can do it. It's impossible. Unless you're Austin and Paul. Oh, God. It's getting crazy, Alan. Alan?
Yeah.
I just had to clear my thoughts.
This is what the Monday Night Kickoff show is all about. You know, just a whole bunch of nonsense. But to get serious about it, fishing is good this time of year. Water's cooling down. Flounders should start going crazy in our area. Redfish apparently are still feeding, as Alan showed us today, along with trout. And I heard there's still some snook even biting around, so that's pretty good. Scoop Stan's gone for the night. Hope I didn't make him mad about telling the sombrero story. You're my boy, Blue. And what else? Yeah, bridge fishing. That's what I'm saying. We need to go and do some bridge fishing, too. It's going to get really good here shortly. Big giant sheephead, big giant black drum, some spade fish, maybe some mangrove snappers. I'll have to check it out.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Yes, bridge fishing from a yak. It's not really a new concept. We've been doing it down here for a long time, but it's a lot of fun. Man, you can crush them. It's really, really good. Fun. It's contact. Full-on contact sport, man. You hook a 30-pound black drum up underneath the bridge and get towed into the pylons. It's interesting. It's fun when that happens. It's when you separate the men from the boys and you watch guys get just worked time and time again, you know, until somebody realizes it's probably a pretty good idea for me to drop an anchor so you can have some kind of leverage to pull against. But one more thing I wanted to hit on real quick. Mr. Jim Van Pelt there in the chat room. If you guys haven't been following anything that Jim and the crazy bastards down there in South Florida are about to go and try and experience and do, they're about to take on a challenge that I don't think has ever been done before. They're going to try and land swordfish from their kayaks, which is a pretty cool task. Interesting. I think they've lost their minds. I think that it's a dangerous proposition. However, if they should just so happen to pull it off, those guys would be heroes. And open up a whole new realm of possibilities from kayaks.
They do it at night.
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna have a mothership take them out about 15
wow.
miles out of South Florida and drop them over the side, and each one of them will have a rod to fish with, and they'll get started and pretty much unassisted besides getting out there. So. Good luck, brother. I hope it works out for you. If you're paying attention there in the chat room, Jim, post up the link that people can go to the website and check out exactly what it is you guys are doing. They can follow you and root you on, as the rest of us will. And, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good if you could do it, man. I don't know. It's not a fish that fights like a marlin or a sailfish. You know, the things like to dig and stay down, and yes, at night when they're going to go do it. Make sure you have plenty of flood lighting around you if you plan on filming anything, because you probably won't get a whole lot on camera. But, yeah. What do you think about that, Alan? Swordfish and kayak.
Yeah, no. That's all right. I'll watch it on YouTube. I'm gonna try it.
Yeah,
the bridge thing, black drum. That's cool. That's next on my list. I think it would be
yeah,
fun.
It's fun, man. It's a lot of fun. You just find
yeah,
a bridge
gotta,
a couple. Yeah,
I'll try it.
Yeah, there he goes. ExtremeKayakFishingTournament.org, themission.html. Yep, there's a link for the sword fishing. Thank you, Greg Crispy is on it. It's, yeah, hey, like I say, man, every year somebody kind of ups the bar a little bit. It's been pretty much done by Jim Sammons a million times as far as upping the bar. The guys are going out there and catching marlin and big giant dolphin and wahoo and, you know, various other big species off of California and Mexico. They just came over and did a show in Louisiana and wore out some big yellowfin tunas out of their boats. That's pretty insane. Yeah, cool. You know, my big question is, I always look at things when it comes to fishing. I always overanalyze stuff sometimes to the point to where it drives me nuts. But I'm not real sure that I'd be able to hang on to a 50 class setup or an 80 class setup and later, Captain Pat, he's leaving. Check out Kayak Fishing Classics for 3 or 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, depending upon the size of the fish you hook. Because, I mean, I just know folks that have done it out of Fort Canaveral in boats. I've drifted for them a couple of times and never been successful. But I know some guys who have hooked some fish that took them 6 or 7 hours to land in a power boat. So, you know, I'm not talking like a 20-foot center console. I'm talking a 68-foot sport fisherman. So, it's a, yeah.
Yeah, just the whole ocean thing. Whole ocean thing freaks me out.
Oh, see, I don't feel that way at all. Like, it doesn't bother me. It's over my head, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 10 feet or if it's 2,000 feet. I still can't stand it. You know?
Yeah, I haven't done it, but I don't know, for some reason I'd feel like a big topwater lure floating out there or something like that.
Well, dude, that's because you watch too much Shark Week, man. There ain't no great white shark's going to be breaching on you like a seal. However, we do have great white sharks that are hanging out off the coast of Port Canaveral.
I'll try it. Conditions are right. I would try it. I mean, the one, what was it, Justin Ritchie got the big cobia. What was that, a couple, 3 weeks ago, something like that offshore?
Yeah.
That seems fun. I could try it.
Yeah. No, it's fun, dude. Once you get out past the breakers and you're out there kind of chilling, it's no different than being out in the middle of the river. Really.
Yeah, I can do it.
Except for the fact that everything that's around you wants to basically kill you, and the ocean wants to kill you, you know?
Yeah, well. One day.
I love the idea of sword fishing from a kayak. I think that it's manly. I mean, you can do it. You're a boss. I think I'd be doing some daytime drifting as opposed to middle of the night drifting. But I'm not a big fan of things that go bump in the night. I don't even like being out on the ocean at night in a big boat, you know, let alone in a plastic one.
Yeah.
But, you know, the daytime, the ocean doesn't scare me. I just respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But, all right, folks. I've talked myself out. I got nothing else to say. Alan?
Nope. I'm done. Football's on.
Football's on. Who's winning?
Football's on. San Francisco, Chicago. San Francisco's 10 up. Chicago's zip. Oh, no. Nope. Hold on. San Francisco just scored again. Make that 16-0.
Yeah, I'll watch reruns of Duck Dynasty tonight. I have no desire to watch a blowout on TV. But anyhow, cool. Listen, everybody's in the chat room, man. Definitely appreciate you tuning in. I know I ran a little bit over tonight. Do me a favor, please. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, if there's somebody you want to hear from in the industry as a guest on the show, feel free to email me, redfishchuck@hotmail.com. Get with me there on Facebook, whether it's my personal page. If we're not friends yet, become my friend. I want to be your friend. And thanks, Wade. appreciate it, buddy. He's like, I remembered. Space Coast Kayak Anglers, great group of guys, man. Pretty much everybody who's on Space Coast Kayak Anglers seems to be in the chat room tonight. Bunch of good people there. And, yeah, good stuff, man. Don't forget, check out Lenny over there at Black Dog Custom Rods. BlackDogCustomRods.com, I believe it is. And, oh, Jelly John says he wants to hear from Eric Jackson, the owner of Jackson Kayaks. Make it happen. Take that as a challenge there, sir. I'll go ahead and call Eric Jackson. I'll give him a call tomorrow and see if I can't get him on the show. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Cool.
And then let's see, who else? Of course, like I said, don't forget, yeah, BlackDogRods.com. Sorry, brother. If you're looking for a rod, please do so. Don't forget that we always want to try and push people towards the HelpEmilyNow.org website. Austin is a really good friend of all of ours, and you know they can use all the help they can get with their little girl. So check out that website. Please don't forget to do that. And then to my current sponsors, Jackson Kayaks, Bending Branches Paddles, Tackle Webs, Kayaks 5-0. I'd like to thank all those folks for everything they do for me. YakAngler.com, BloodyDecks.com, and yeah, you know what? I'll just go with it. My new, what would seem to be my new cooler sponsor, I will drop. I'm pretty sure it's a done deal. My new cooler sponsor, Orca Coolers, which are made over in Sparta, Tennessee, at a great little plant called Jackson Kayaks. It's not a Jackson Kayak product, however. It's an awesome cooler. Check them out, orcacoolers.com. And I don't think I forgot anybody. Don't forget to check out our good friend of the show, a good friend of 95% of the people that are in Space Coast Kayak Anglers, Mr. Chris Sensi and Slayer, Inc. The guy makes a phenomenal bait, man. Everyone's crushing fish on it.
Yes, he
does. If you need them, yep, if you need them, come by Kayaks by Bow. We've got a pretty good selection of SSTs and SSBs and jigs and hooks and whatever else. So, and don't forget, come by and check out Jackson Kayaks, the new glow-in-the-dark boat. We've got one there at Kayaks 5-0. It's a CUDA 12. It's pretty awesome, man. I turned the lights off tonight when I was getting ready to close the shop, and that thing was glowing. It was pretty sweet. And then also, too, Kayaks 5-0 not only carries my favorite kayaks, which are obviously Jackson kayaks, but they also carry Natives, Diablos, Wilderness, Ocean, New Canoe. Yeah, pretty much everybody that's relevant in the kayak fishing industry. And we may be adding one or two more lines coming up next year. Yeah, cool. That's it. Alan, anything to close with?
No. Nope. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I hope everybody has a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget, give thanks for the things that are important in life. Not materialistic type items, but your health and your well-being and being with your families and enjoying your time on this great earth that we get to call a playground. But with that, I'm done. Everybody, God bless. Take a kid fishing. Trey and Logan, I hope you sleep through the night. Daddy's tired. Jesse, you too, baby. And talk to you guys next week. See ya.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit YakAngler.com. your ultimate resource for kayak fishing. Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck?